I'm KEXE KBXE News Director Heidi Holton. As we struggle to make sense of the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis on Memorial Day evening, we are starting to talk with some of the folks that have been down there on the streets in peaceful protest. Earlier today, I spoke with Nevada Little Wolf. She's a former city council member in Virginia, Minnesota. Now she lives in that neighborhood of Minneapolis. She's political director of Women Winning, a Bush Fellow, and she's a graduate student at the University of Minnesota in public policy.
I live within walking distance of the Minneapolis Police Precinct 3, less than a mile away, and I have been on site every day this week, standing in solidarity with my community and peacefully protesting the murder of George Floyd at the hands of uniformed Minneapolis police officers. I go daily to bear witness of what's happening from a community perspective and to stand in solidarity.
What is the feeling like? What are you finding out there actually in it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, like what will be glorified is the destruction of property and But I can tell you what I've seen is that I see community members, friends and family and people I know that are standing in the streets. Often they're standing with their hands up and they're just standing. There are elders, there are children, there are babies, men and women. It's a full diversity of people that are standing out there in protest. This is my neighborhood. I've been living here for 2 years. And so when you see the sights and the pictures and it looks like a war zone, frankly. It's really hard for me to like process this because this is the community that I live in. Those are stores that I routinely shop at. They're now gone and our neighborhood is forever changed. You know, and I want to say this, that like I fully understand and hold in my body and in my bones the anger, the fear, the outrage that people are feeling right now, and I'm feeling it. And this has been bubbling beneath the surface for a long time in Minnesota, and it erupted this week in Minneapolis.
We're seeing it all throughout the country. I think it's erupting everywhere, and though no one wants the destruction that's going on, the things that are coming forward and the things that people are saying, some of our leaders, Governor Walz, there is a little bit of recognition and healing of that this was wrong and that something needs to be different.
Look, I'm going to speak to Minnesota because this is my homeland. You know, I am a citizen of the Leech Lake Nation as well as a citizen of Minnesota. This is indigenous land. And so we know since the start and inception of the state that there is a long history of violence towards indigenous, black, and brown people here. We know that Minnesota has the worst racial disparities in the country. This is work, and I just want to like really articulate this. People who know me know that I have worked for systemic change for my entire life. I have worked in youth programming with American Indian youth. I have been a court-appointed advocate for children and families. I have been a elected city councilor serving for 10 years on my city council in Virginia, Minnesota. I have worked with campaigns and political candidates that are rooted in social justice, racial equity and gender equity. And so for somebody who has worked within systems, right, following the rules, doing the things that we are told that will help change the circumstances in this country, the circumstances of inequity, and to continue to see it happen over and over again. And this week in my neighborhood, to see that videotaped, and it's clear what happened, right? It's very clear what happened. And now, you know, the world is seeing it, right? This is a catalyst for things that have been going on for a long time. And I think that's the message that people need to understand. That's what people need to understand when they're viewing the videos or seeing the photographs of what's happening down there, is that it's become really raw emotion for so many of us that experience these acts of violence.
Nevada, you're a leader in Minnesota. You are also a mom. How are you processing this with your kids?
Well, you know, my daughter, I'm protecting her from it, so I don't talk to her about it. But my son is an adult, and he has been standing in solidarity and protesting with me. He's now 19 years old, and he has witnessed things that I never, ever thought my son would have to witness. We process it every day. We're processing it every time that we're... Right now, my son, Mika, he just left with garbage bags and gloves to go down to the site and to clean up again. And that's what we've been doing every day. We've been standing in solidarity with the peaceful protesters. We've been going down to clean up. The community that's standing in solidarity, right? It's the citizens, it's the people. And then it's also us, the community and the citizens and the people that are down there every day also cleaning up sort of the aftermath and the fallout of this.
What's your hope? What's your hope for what's going to happen next?
I work with leaders, right? I work with political leaders. I work with philanthropic leaders. I work with community leaders. And I've been making calls and having conversations all week with the people that I'm connected to come up with plans and action for justice. And I think that no matter where you are, if you just think you're a regular person or if you are in a place of positional leadership, you need to be actively working towards justice right now in whatever capacity you have. So if it's philanthropy, we need to see dollars come back into this neighborhood and this community to rebuild. If you're a political leader, you need to be demanding that there is policy action and reform to stop this from happening. And I think that the police department and the police union need a very, I would say, aggressive amount of scrutiny around the way that they practice policing in this community. I think that we know that there are people within the police department that promote violent policing procedures, and they've gotten away with promoting those kinds of procedures for a long time, and not just promoting them, but acting them out. There needs to be accountability, and there needs to be a change.
That's Nevada Little Wolf. You're listening to member-supported KAXE, KBXE. We can't do this without the support of the people who listen, the people who appreciate local journalism. Become a member now, KAXE.org.